Welcome back to another edition of NakedSpike.com. Here at this podcast, we read the fanfic that is found on the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike. Come on over to Naked Spike and visit the LiveJournal community to see what's happening this month. The story that I'm bringing for you is a very strong rated R. It is Xander and Spike, and the subject is spankings, and the title is Reverse Roles. It is by Susie. Please remember, if you're not of age to be listening to this, respect yourself and respect me, and turn it off. Go somewhere else, please. Spike thought about his predicament. He was not happy. His hands were bound above his head, and he was standing tiptoe on the floor. He twisted and pulled at his bindings. No leverage. None. He sighed and sagged in his bindings. Taking an unnecessary breath, he surveyed his surroundings. Yeah, still in the basement. He hadn't been moved, and he was still naked. He pulled at with reverence and heard a cracking sound. Brilliant. He would bring the ceiling down on his head during his escape. Bollocks. He didn't care. He started tugging again on his bindings. He sucked in a deep breath when he felt the light touch of a feather on his back. Now, what do you think you're doing, Spikey? It was a low, sultry voice. Spike turned as much as he could to see a shirtless Xander grinning. See here, Spike began. Xander quickly popped a gag ball in his mouth and snapped it shut. Spike glared at him. The game had gone on long enough. Spike allowed Xander one night a week to play, and he was taking it too far this time. I would stop that nasty look if I were you, or you're likely to find yourself blindfolded, he taunted. Spike rolled his eyes. Xander smacked his bare ass sharply enough to make him yelp against the gag. Xander walked to a small table that was covered up. Slowly the cover was lifted to reveal an assortment of whips, floggers, paddles, feathers, and toys. Spike's eyes widened. Yeah, these are yours. He picked up a braided six-tail flogger and slowly felt the braid. This one you used on me when I failed to come when you told me to. He picked up a padded ball paddle. And this one you punished my cock just because. Xander sighed and held the paddle dangerously close to Spike's stiffening cock. Oh, and let's not forget this. Xander delicately picked up a dragon tail whip. He visibly shuddered and sighed heavily before gently kissing the handle and placing it back on the table. Xander did kiss each item before he placed it back on the table. Spike smirked through the gag. Even when Xander tried to be in charge, he was a good boy. So what do I do first? Oh, I know. He walked beside Spike and gently placed his hand on his stomach for support. Spike yelped against the gag as Xander's hand smacked his bare ass. He spanked a nice red spot on both cheeks. I like bare ass spankings the best. Don't you? Xander sang. He kept the stinging blows flowing against Spike's pale skin. He stopped and stepped back to admire his work. The angry red welts were so hot to the touch. Xander rubbed his cheek against Spike's ass and groaned. It was so warm. Spike softly groaned with the contact. Xander kissed each spot gently. Spike's already hard cock was dripping even more. He couldn't wait to get out of this bindings and take Xander properly. Spike thought of Xander strung up and the dragon tail whip in his hand. He groaned. The boy would not be able to sit down for a week after he was through with him. I hope you enjoyed this short story, and I will be bringing you more stories regularly pretty soon. And have a great week, everybody.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a heart, a liver, a kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving organs for a nominal fee. Imagine what risks a company would take to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in the Canadian Arctic, PJ Colding leads a group of scientists who have discovered this holy grail of medicine. Their method? Illegal. Their result? A computer-engineered living creature, the ancestor an animal whose organs can be permanently transplanted into any person. There's just one problem. These ancestors are not the docile herd animals that Kolding's team envisioned. Instead, their work has given birth to something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a thriller written by New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler. Available in bookstores everywhere or listen in for free at scottsigler.com.